The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are up to Simin Kuf Pei Tes, Hilchos Prika Uti'ina, the laws of unloading and loading. Halacha Aleph, Misha Paga Bachavero Baderech, someone who encounters his friend on the road, Uvehemta Rovetzes Tachas Masa, and his friend's animal is straining under its load, Bein Shehoya Alea Masa Haroyela, whether the load that the animal is carrying is appropriate for her, Bein Shehoya Alea Yoser mi masha royala, or whether the load that the animal is carrying is much too heavy for it. Either way, harezu mitzvah l'sayay liprok me'alea. There's a mitzvah to assist it by unloading the animal. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, azov tazov imo, that you should surely assist him. Now, the reason why the Kitzur points out that it doesn't make a difference whether the load is appropriate for the animal is because there might be room to argue that if this person was so irresponsible to weigh down the animal with a load that's too heavy for him, so then he brought this upon himself, in which case I don't need to help him with it. But the halacha is I do. Or someone might argue the reverse, that it's only when an animal is overloaded, that's when perhaps I should assist it by taking off part of the load. But if the animal has a load which is appropriate for it, so let him figure out what to do on his own. But the halacha is, once again, that in either case, I am required to help him unload the animal. Ula'acha sheparak, and after the animal is unloaded, Lo yaniach es chavero bitzar v'yelech lo. Don't leave your friend in distress and then leave him. Elo yazer lo lachzar v'liton aleha. But rather, you have to help him and to reload the animal. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, hakem tokim, that you should surely load the animal with him. V'im heniach es chavero v'lo parak v'lo tan. If someone leaves his friend and he does not unload or load, bitel mitzvahs asay, so he's been mevato a mitzvahs asay, a positive mitzvah, the other al mitzvahs los asay, and he's violating a negative commandment. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, losira es chamor achicha, that you should not see the donkey of your brother that is struggling and you ignore him and don't help him. So we have an obligation to help a person load and unload his animal as appropriate, and we can't leave him there. Now, so far, this is talking about when we encounter our friend. As far as what happens when we encounter an enemy of ours whose animal is struggling under a load, so that will be dealt with a little bit later on in Sif Hei. Chazal teach us that the mitzvah of Azav Tazav is specifically Imo, that this obligation of helping someone else is only if he's doing it as well, which means that if I come to help someone and he says, oh, it's your mitzvah, I'm going to sit back and I'll let you take care of it, then I'm not responsible to do the loading on his behalf. There's a very interesting discussion in the Gemara regarding the mitzvah of Ti'ina and Prika. The Gemara asks, what happens if you have both mitzvahs at the same time? You have one animal that needs to be unloaded and another animal that needs to be loaded. So which takes precedence? In this case, unloading comes first, because failing to unload will cause the animal distress, or cause the animal tsar bali chayim. Then the Gemara asks, so what happens if you have an opportunity to unload the animal of your friend, or to load the animal of your enemy. In this case, which takes precedence? The Gemara says that taking care of your enemy takes precedence, even though the other one's animal is suffering tsar balei chayim. It seems almost as if maintaining the enmity between the friends is itself a greater cause of tsar than what the animal is undergoing by having that heavy burden upon it.
One of the most interesting questions that there is in this topic is whether these mitzvahs apply only to loading and unloading an animal, or do they also apply to a person? Meaning, if someone needs help carrying what he's holding, is that part of my mitzvah also to help him? So there is a tshuva from the Rashba who brings evidence that the mitzvah applies to helping a person as well. He points out that the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells over a story about Rabbi Yishmael ben Isi, who helps a person carry his packages. The Gemara asks that since Rabbi Yishmael was a zaken, since he was elderly, and therefore it was beyond the scope of that which is considered mechubah, that which is honorable for him, so therefore he should be exempt. So the Rashba points out that why didn't the Gemara ask the question that he should be exempt anyhow, because there was no animal involved. Here he was helping a person carry the packages. So from here, the Rashba proves that the same mitzvah applies to help a person carry his packages. Similarly, in the Sefer HaChinuch and in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, they bring down that the Isser of not helping someone would apply to whether it's an animal or to a person. So here we have three opinions among the Rishonim that would say that it applies to people as well. However, there's a tshuva from the Radvaz who argues, and he says, from the fact that the Rambam does not mention it in the Yad, in the Mishnah Torah, that implies that there's no such mitzvah when it comes to people. Moreover, he points out that a person should have enough intellect to know that he should not put on his back, he should not try to carry something which is too heavy for him. And if he doesn't, it's his own fault. As opposed to the animal is not choosing to carry the item, in which case we would have the mitzvah of assisting the animal, but we have no such mitzvah to assist a person. Now, of course, there would still be a concept of chesed in any case, but in terms of the principles of perika and te'ina, those mitzvahs would not apply to a person. Now, what would we say if we are driving on the highway and we observe someone standing at the side, his car breaks down? So do we have a mitzvah of perika and te'ina to help him with his car? Now, it's obvious there's a mitzvah of chesed in any case, but just based on the lumdus that we're discussing, it's a very curious question to note whether or not this particular mitzvah would apply to helping someone with a car. Now, according to the Radvaz, who says that the mitzvah only applies with an animal, well, the car is definitely not an animal, and he says there's no such mitzvah with a person, so therefore there should also not be any such mitzvah helping someone with a car. But according to the position of the Rashba, and of the Chinuch, and of the Rambam, who seem to say that the same mitzvah would apply to helping people, so you should be able to argue that if someone's on the side of the road, he doesn't have a donkey with him, but he has a car with him, so you should have the same mitzvah to help him. So one source that we have that discusses this is in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the Choshev Mishpat, he says that if someone's in a horse and wagon, they get stuck, and either the wheel breaks off or gets stuck in the mud. So he says that there's a mitzvah of prika and te'ina to help him. But there are those that want to argue that that's only in that case because there's an animal. But in a situation where there would not be any animal, this mitzvah would not apply. And the proof is because the Gemara notes that the Pasuk only speaks about donkeys. So the Gemara learns out other animals from a special inference, which would mean that if you don't have that special inference, it would be limited to a person's donkey. Therefore, when it comes to someone's car that breaks down, we certainly, the inference would not apply to that, and in which case, there would be no mitzvah of prika te'ina to help him with his broken down car. Of course, once again, the whole issue is moot in terms of practice, because there's certainly a mitzvah of haftulech kamocha, there's a mitzvah of chesed, and it's definitely obligatory upon us to help a person in need. There's one inescapable lesson that we must take out from these halachas, and that is the requirement to be sensitive to the needs of animals. Many of the principles of Tzar Bale Chaim are intuitive to those who have an appreciation of taking care of the needs of animals. There's a story told over about Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer that when he was elderly and he was very weak, he would still try to come to the Beis Medrash in order to deliver his shiur, but he needed the help of a cane to get there. It was tremendous mesiras nefesh for him to come to give the shiur, but there was one thing that was very strange about his arrival. He never took the most direct route to get to the Beis Medrash. Rather, he took a longer roundabout route. And whenever the students would ask him about it, he never really explained himself. It wasn't until a long time later that they found out about the real reason why Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer took the roundabout route. Because he knew that in front of the building of the yeshiva was a place that the chickens liked to gather. And he was concerned that if he would go that way and be tapping his cane on the ground, it would frighten the chickens. So out of concern for the chickens, he would take a roundabout route and enter into the yeshiva through a different entrance. This should instill within us some element of appreciation of how far we have to go to make sure that animals do not suffer. Halacha Beis. Parak Vita'an. If a person unloaded his friend's animal and then he reloaded it, V'chazra V'nafla, and then the animal again fell under the burden, Chayiv Lifrok V'liton Pamacheres. We are obligated to unload and reload it another time. Vafilu mea pa'amim, even if this happens 100 times, we still have to help the person, help the animal by unloading and reloading it. Shenema azov tazov hakem takim imo, that you should surely help him, you should surely load the animal. Lefikach, tzarech lelech imo ad parsa. As a result of this, it is our obligation not just to reload the animal, but to continue traveling with the person for the distance of a parsa, shema yitztarachlo, because maybe he'll need him again in the future, ela imkein omer lo bal hamasa, unless the owner of the load says to you, eini tzarachloch, I don't need your services anymore. But you see how concerned we have to be, is that it's not just sufficient to unload and reload it. We have to stay with a person to make sure that the animal doesn't have another incident of falling underneath the burden. Halacha Gimel. Mitzvahs prika tzarech lasos bechinam. The mitzvah of unloading the animal must be done for free. You cannot charge him to help him unload the animal. Avol liton, but to reload the animal, eina mechuyav ela bischar. You're not required to do so unless the person is prepared to pay for it. V'chein ba'ad ma shaholach imo mechuyav l'shalem lo. Similarly, this that you're traveling with him to escort him to make sure that there's no more problems with the animal, this also you have the right to charge for it, and if not, If he doesn't want to pay, you're not obligated to go along with him. Halacha Dalid. Behemas Goy. If the behema belongs to a non-Jew, if the non-Jew is the one who's leading his own animal, regardless whether the load on the animal's back belongs to a Jew or belongs to a non-Jew, either way, you're not obligated, except that you have to unload the animal because of the suffering that the animal is undergoing. Meaning, the animal's suffering doesn't make a difference whether he's owned by a new Jew or non-Jew. Either way, you have to assist the animal. But the halacha is that for unloading the animal that belongs to a non-Jew, you would be entitled to receive payment for this. Avoliton, but when it comes to loading the animal, eino chayev klal, then he's not obligated to do so at all. Rak iikar mishum eva, unless we're discussing a situation where by failing to help the non-Jew it's going to cause animosity, he'll hate you, he'll hate Jews, so in that case, of course, one should assist the non-Jew. V'im ein sham ha'ena Yehudi ela Yisrael mechama acha habehema. Let's say the animal belongs to a non-Jew. However, the one who is leading the animal is a Jew. Chayev gam kein liton. In this case, you're also obligated to reload the animal. Mishum tsar ha'Yisrael. Because of the distress to the Jew who's leading the animal. He can't do it all by himself. V'chein behemas Yisrael v'hamasa shogoy. Similarly, let's say the animal belongs to a Jew, but the load on the animal's back belongs to a non-Jew. Chayev lefrog v'lit'on. You are obligated to do the mitzvahs of unloading and reloading. Mishum tsar ha-Yisrael. Because of the suffering of the Jew. Because the Jew's animal is struggling under the burden. Halacha hei. Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Ki sireh chamor sonacha rovetz tachas maso. If you see the donkey of your enemy that is struggling, that is straining under its load, sone zeh lo mehagoyim ho. This enemy that we're discussing doesn't mean that we're referring to someone who's not Jewish. Sha'arei einam b'mitzvahs ti'ina uprika, because they are not in the category of the mitzvah of loading and unloading. Ela mishum tsar b'alechayim, except in a case where it's going to cause distress to the animal. Or, as we said before, in an issue of where abstaining from helping him would cause resentment. Ela mi Yisrael, but rather when we talk about the enemy here, we're talking about a Jewish enemy. V'heich yeh Yisrael, son of the Yisrael. How is it possible that another Jew hates a Jew? Ay, v'akos of Omer. The Torah says, lo sisna es achicha b'vavecha, that you're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. So Amru Chachamim, Chazal explain, kigon shehu levadai ra'ohu, she'ovar veram. That Reuven himself sees that Shimon violated an Avera, the Hisrabo, and he warned him, he chastised him, the Lochaza, and Shimon did not do Teshuva, he continued doing it, Hare Mitzvah Lisonoso. Under these circumstances, it is a mitzvah to hate Shimon, Ad Sheyase Teshuva V'yashuv Mirishoso. Until Shimon does tshuva, and he returns from his evil ways. V'yafal pi shadayin lo asa tshuva, and even though Shimon has not yet done tshuva, im mitzoy bitzar amaso, if you find him in distress over his load, mitzvah lefrog v'lit'on imo, so there's a mitzvah to unload and reload with him.
V'lo yanichenu kach, and you're not allowed to leave him in this state. Ki shema yish'er b'shvil mimono, v'yavo lidei sakana. Because maybe he's going to wait there for a long amount of time because of his property, and he's going to come to a state of danger. V'atara hekpida al nefashos Yisrael bein rishayim bein tzadikim. And the Torah strict about our obligation to care for the lives of Jews, whether they are wicked, whether they're righteous. Mi'acha shehem nilvim el Hashem, since they are associated with Hashem. Umaminim bi'ikar hadas, and they believe the fundamentals of our faith. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Emor Aleihem, say to them, Hashem is saying this to the Nabi Yechezkel, say to them, say to the people, Chai ani nu'um Hashem, as I live, says the Lord Hashem, im echbots b'mos ha-rasha, ki im b'shuv rasha midarka b'chaya. Do I desire the death of someone who is wicked? No. I desire that the wicked people should return from their path and that they should live. So you see that Hashem cares for those who are evil, so must we as well. And therefore, even though this person refuses to do teshuvah, nevertheless, when he is suffering with his animal that's in distress, it is our responsibility to help him. Halacha Vav. B'nei Chabura, when you have a group of people who are traveling in a caravan together, She'era la'achad mihem, that it occurs to one of them, She'raglei chamoroi ru'u'os, that the legs of his donkey become shaky. Ein b'nei Chabura rishayim li'pared im chamoreihem. The other members of the caravan are not allowed to part with their donkeys from him, ulahanicha levada baderech, and to abandon him by himself on the road. They have to slow down in order that he will be accompanied by them. Aval im nafal chamaroi ve'ena yoko od leila klau, but let's say his donkey fell and it cannot go at all. In this case, they don't have to wait with him indefinitely. Rishayim li pared mimeno, they are allowed to part from him. Ve'ein srichim lehisakev bishvilo yotzer midai, and they don't need to delay and wait with him more than necessary. V'chein b'nei chabura, similarly, if you have members of a group, they're in a caravan, shenosim ba'agalos, that they are traveling in wagons, Ve'era le'achad mehem ezer kilko, and something goes wrong for one of them, shetzarech lishos ma'at l'taken, so that he has to delay a little bit in order to fix it, ein chaverav rishayim li'pared mimeno. His friends, the other members of the caravan, are not permitted to part from him, Elohim Cain, Sorech Lis Akev Harber Yosemidai, except in the case where they would have to wait an excessive amount of time. Under those circumstances, they do not have to delay their journey, and then they could proceed without him.